Discovering the World of Harry Potter.
Harry Potter came to me on a train in 1990. I was sitting just staring out of the window, and the idea just fell out of nowhere. It was the purest stroke of inspiration I've ever had in my life. And I've been writing about him ever since. Literally, I have boxes loads of stuff on him.
Harry Potter may have fallen out of nowhere, but the magical world he inhabits didn't just appear out of thin air. Among the characters Harry learns of is Circe, a powerful witch who turns men into pigs in one of the greatest stories ever told, the Odyssey. Written by a blind Greek poet named Homer in the 8th century BC, the twin epics, the Iliad and the Odyssey, enchanted generations of Greek children. The epic voyage of the hero Odysseus resembles Harry's own journey.
He has a distant goal to get to. He has an enormous number of obstacles placed in front of him, and monsters whom he has to face and challenge and overcome, and bewitchments which he has to resist, and all the time pressing onwards towards his goal. In some ways, Harry Potter is a modern Odysseus.
The stories of ancient Greece are one of J.K. Rowling's favorite sources of inspiration. Characters from Greek legend crop up throughout the Harry Potter books. A real figure from ancient Athens provides the name of Harry's schoolboy arch-enemy, Draco Malfoy. Commemorated in the night skies as the constellation of the dragon, Draco was a lawgiver from the 7th century BC, who became infamous for his harsh punishments, giving us the word draconian. Malfoy's mother, Narcissa, is based on one of Greece's most famous myths.
Narcissa comes from the Greek myth of Narcissus. We get the word narcissism or self-love. The story of Narcissus is the story of a Greek youth who fell in love with his own image and, admiring it in a riverbed, fell into the river and was drowned.
Harry's giant friend Hagrid gets his name from a Greek character, exiled from the heavens but allowed to stay on as animal keeper by Zeus, king of the gods. A role almost identical to Hagrid's job as a gamekeeper in the stories of Harry Potter. One of Hagrid's charges is Fluffy the Three-Headed Dog, who guards the out-of-bounds corridor on the third floor of Hogwarts.
Well, Fluffy, the three-headed guard dog, is really Cerberus from Greek mythology, a three-headed guard dog. And one of the things that Rowling does that is so impressive is she stays absolutely true to the original myths while using them so lightly in her own stories. Fluffy is the perfect example.
The lake next to Hogwarts hides another monster, once thought mythical, but all too real.
The giant squid, because it lives so deep and is so rarely seen, has gripped people's imaginations for millennia. The ancients talked about the kraken. And this idea that there is an immense creature deep in the depths of the ocean, or indeed the lake at the bottom of the grounds, is a wonderfully fascinating one, because it's a combination of the mythical possibilities and reality.
Next to Hogwarts, in the Forbidden Forest, dwell yet more creatures from classical mythology, the stargazing centaurs. In that same forest live some of the most elusive creatures in Harry's magical world, unicorns, creatures hunted in vain in our own world.
Unicorns in Harry's adventures, as well as in classical mythology, are pure goodness. For centuries, people searched for them, because it was believed that their horns or their blood would have magical medicinal qualities. And these characteristics of unicorns do come into play in the stories.
Rowling borrows heavily from Arthurian legend.
The parallels between Harry Potter and King Arthur are quite extraordinary. I mean, you could almost start off with the fact that, like King Arthur, Harry Potter is spirited away by a magician, taken away from the place where his real parents are because of the danger that he faces. That's exactly the situation in the Arthurian legend. And then you take it further that just as Merlin tutored Arthur, so Harry Potter at Hogwarts is being trained in using the magical powers that he has inside him.
With his queen, Guinevere, and his best knight, Sir Lancelot, Arthur united the kingdom and built the majestic Camelot, a story of three friends that has echoes in Harry's adventures.
Then there's the other interesting parallel that Ron and Hermione and Harry are not dissimilar to Arthur and Lancelot and Guinevere, which leaves all sorts of interesting possibilities for the way this saga will develop.
Using myths and legends from all over the world, J.K. Rowling has created a world of her own. An enchanting realm that magically unites children worldwide. One of the girl continues to unfold. Readers can expect to uncover more connections with our own muggle world. If we follow the clues in Harry's magical world, perhaps we can discover the real magic in our own.